Objective: this study aimed to test a structural equation model examining the direct and sequential indirect relationships between family conflict and adolescent aggression through parental psychological control, autonomy frustration, and anger dysregulation among Canadian adolescents. Methods and materials: this cross-sectional correlational study included 624 adolescents aged 13 to 18 years who were recruited from public secondary schools in Ontario, Canada, through multi-stage cluster sampling. Participants completed measures of family conflict, parental psychological control, autonomy frustration, anger dysregulation, and reactive-proactive aggression. Data were analyzed using confirmatory factor analysis and structural equation modeling with robust maximum likelihood estimation. Model fit was evaluated using the chi-square statistic, comparative fit index, Tucker-Lewis index, root mean square error of approximation, and standardized root mean square residual. Indirect effects were tested using 5,000 bootstrap resamples and bias-corrected 95% confidence intervals. Age, gender, family structure, and perceived family economic status were included as covariates. Findings: family conflict significantly predicted parental psychological control, autonomy frustration, anger dysregulation, and adolescent aggression. Parental psychological control significantly predicted autonomy frustration and anger dysregulation, whereas its direct effect on aggression was non-significant. Autonomy frustration significantly predicted both anger dysregulation and aggression, and anger dysregulation was the strongest direct predictor of aggression. The sequential indirect effect of family conflict on aggression through parental psychological control, autonomy frustration, and anger dysregulation was significant. The total indirect effect of family conflict on aggression was also significant, and the model explained 68% of the variance in adolescent aggression. Conclusion: family conflict appears to contribute to adolescent aggression largely through psychologically controlling parenting, frustration of autonomy, and impaired anger regulation, highlighting the importance of family-based and emotion regulation-focused prevention and intervention strategies.